This is SA-news.com. The ANC unions take the corrupt ANC government to ANC Concord over corrupt ANC civil services salaries. When monkeys run the zoo. After a month-long remuneration increase battle between the ANC civil services sector with the unions allied as partners against the ANC government, the issues could not be resolved, so they are now heading to the ANC's Constitutional Court to find a solution or agreement. Yet, some time ago, it was announced that the ANC government did not have the money to offer salary increases because all the money was spent on large-scale systematic and institutional corruption. SANews.com reported yesterday that Eskom dishes out all sorts of reasons and excuses for why it does not have sufficient working equipment or generating capacity, despite massive amounts of money being spent. In plain English, corruption and looting. Now the lack of money issue is going to the Constitutional Court, but what is the court going to say? The court's ruling will have far-reaching consequences for the parties, and 2021 will be a difficult year for the loser. Will the Concord make the decision that affects the economy and instruct ANC to print more money? The country's poor economic situation will be brought even closer to the brink of collapse should the government loses the lawsuit, and should it then be used as a norm by other sectors to enforce salary increases, it could be catastrophic. However, given Judge Zondo's bias towards the Ramaphosa ANC government, the ANC government will likely win the case. But sadly, there will probably be just as much money wasted on social unrest, riots and protests following such a decision, because many other sectors' salary demands will obviously also be turned down. Even though the government has offered literally no increase and the verdict has been made that there is no money for increases, the unions still pin their workers' hope on salary adjustments of about 8%. The ANC government view so far has been stubbornly that increases in salary for public services sectors are not possible due to a shortage of funds and the impact that the pandemic has had on the country's economy. Not a word of corruption, though. In the opinion of economic experts, the outcome of the court case will also have a direct influence on what the private sector will do. However, the issue is not being addressed at the root. The reason why there is no money for maintenance and service delivery is due to that nasty C word, corruption. If corruption were eradicated, there would be some officials leading a less luxurious life, but there would also be many citizens who could at least lead a life and not have to sleep in the cold without food or a warm blanket. A culture of work for what you want and labor nobility, as many schools' motto claims, builds the individual and the economy. Unfortunately, this is unlikely, as the left liberal world order progressiveness and equality deems these qualities to be white supremacist and racist. With such disconnect, reasoning and lack of logic, clearly the ANC does whatever it pleases and simply tells the people just what they want to hear, whilst continuing on down their spiral of socialist destruction that so many other countries have died in the past, where the citizens have to suffer while cadres lap their cream from golden saucers and drink champagne. Please visit sa-news.com for more headlines that challenges mainstream media.